You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, an imported case of measles has been detected in New Zealand. Today I spoke to epidemiologist Michael Baker from the University of Otago's Department of Public Health about how best to protect against another outbreak of measles.
Yes, well, the National Public Health Service has reported that we've had a case that visited Auckland and Tauranga and the Mount in their 5th and 11th of February, and they just reported this case yesterday. The reason is they want to inform members of the public that they may have been exposed and therefore to be on the lookout for measles.
So what are the interesting features of this case?
Well, we've got an elimination approach to measles. We've officially had elimination status since 2017, and that means that we've had we're in the situation where we haven't had sustained transmission of this virus in New Zealand. That we never see cases, because basically measles is highly infectious. It's still endemic in much of the world, so we are regularly having people who have been infected overseas arrive to New Zealand and then get symptoms, and then they become infectious to those around them. And that was the case with this man who arrived in Auckland. Not, of course, for privacy reasons, not much has been mentioned publicly about, you know, where he's come from, what is his age, and so on. But this is a regular event. We get, we're seeded with cases, quite often a year. But measles doesn't spread well in New Zealand because we've had high vaccine coverage in the past. That's what the main thing is. But we often get small clusters of cases around these ones. But it is highly infectious, and if someone arrives in a population that has low coverage, which unfortunately is now in some communities, then it can spread very rapidly.
What is the best course of action if we are preparing to deal with a measles outbreak or case cluster?
Well, number one is to get vaccinated. And, of course, young children at 12 and 15 months get their MMR vaccine. And it's a very good vaccine. It gives you lifelong immunity from this infection, something like 99% effective. And you need that level of effectiveness because this virus is even more infectious than COVID-19, even the Omicron strain. And typically one case infects 15 others, and then each of those infect another 15, and so it goes on. So it can cause very explosive outbreak. And the reason it doesn't do that now in New Zealand most of the time is we have been good at vaccinating our children, and we've had routine vaccination since 1969, and that means that most New Zealanders have high level of protection. But unfortunately there is a gap for teenagers and young adults. Those born between 1989 and 2004 do appear to have lower vaccine coverage as children for a number of reasons. So that's actually a cohort of people who, in many cases, will be at university. And so the basic precaution for most people at the moment in New Zealand, those that are in, older teenagers or young adults, is just check that you've been vaccinated. And if you've got any doubt at all, go and get the vaccine. And it's very quick. You can even get it from a pharmacist. And it's free. So that's really an important precaution. And it's also very valuable to have this, to know you've been fully vaccinated if you're going to travel, because you can easily encounter this virus over. And remember, measles is a very unpleasant infection if you're not vaccinated. Like we had in 2019, about 30% of people who got the infection wound up in hospital. So it does have a big risk of complications. One of the awful things that happened in that year was that measles traveled from New Zealand to Samoa, where it killed, I think it was 87 children, infected several thousand people. It used to be more feared than smallpox. Before we had vaccination, because it had such a high mortality, and the people forget, because we're so used to having this. And absolutely is a lifesaver. And I think that's unfortunately the consistency that's set in because of the successes of vaccination means that we don't lose large numbers of children in childhood from these vaccine-preventable diseases anymore. So I think people are starting to think, well, why do we even need these vaccines? But they do make a huge difference.
For our listeners, what are the symptoms of measles to look out for?
Well, you'll get the classic flu-like illness to begin with. So you get and these cold-like symptoms, which is just a sign that your immune system is battling something, whether it's a virus or a bacteria. But then you start to get quite distinctive features of measles, that sore eyes, and then a blotchy rash, which can last for about a week. And so that is evidence that you're moving from just a general viral infection to measles. And you become infectious for a few days before you get that rash and then a few days afterwards. So if you have potential contact with a case, you do need to be taking precautions at that point. One of the things interesting about measles, because the incubation period is quite long, being definitely exposed to a case, you can get vaccinated during that period. It can stop you getting measles, which is just a feature of the fact that vaccine is so effective. But of course, once you've got the full features, the rash and so on, it's really too late to be vaccinated at that point. But you have to be, then isolate for that period because you're highly infectious.
Very interesting that you can get vaccinated in the interim period.
Yeah, there's a few diseases, like hepatitis A is another one where it has an incubation period of 4 weeks. If you're vaccinated in the first weeks, it stops you getting the actual infection because it just activates your antibodies that fight off the virus. And so measles are a bit similar. It's much more infectious than hepatitis A, and also they're transmitted in different. But the same principle applies.
Do you think New Zealand is preparing for a measles outbreak?
Well, we've got a real problem now with declining vaccination rates in our young children, particularly for Māori children. We've seen some decline before the pandemic. I think it's been aggravated during the pandemic. And one of the problems is disinformation, that unfortunately there are groups who are promoting the idea that we shouldn't be taking vaccines, that it's just a matter of having good nutrition and exercise and so on. But we know of these infections, it's not enough. They are lethal for unvaccinated children. They're very dangerous if you're pregnant. They can lead to miscarriage of that fetus. And any adult that's unvaccinated is also very vulnerable. So we have to take these seriously. And the best strategy for New Zealand is coverage up, and then measles can't spread. And across our region now, most countries in the Western Pacific region have achieved the elimination of measles and also rubella, because it's also covered with the same MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, rubella. And it's just an amazing achievement because it's saving hundreds of thousands of lives across the globe at the moment. Measles elimination. It is a disease that we can eradicate entirely from the planet. I think it's a wonderful achievement. It's a wonderful legacy. It just requires all of us to get behind it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add with this new measles case?
Well, I think we've learnt from COVID-19. It has the same features in that it's basically spread by droplets and aerosols in the air. It's probably the most infectious disease known that we encounter. That if you've got any indication you've been in contact with a case, you really need to act very quickly to protect yourself if you're not vaccinated. But ultimately, I think the main message is for all people listening, and particularly young adults and teenagers, older teenagers, sure you've been vaccinated. I mean, it's you only have to get, as an adult, one dose will give you lifelong protection, and then it's done. And also, if you're thinking of having, if you're female and thinking of having a baby, it gives you that added protection against rubella, and rubella vaccination protects you from your baby from rubella syndrome, which again has been almost entirely eliminated from New Zealand because of widespread vaccination. And that's again another precaution you can take as a parent.
That was Michael Baker from the University of Otago's Department of Public Health speaking to me about the recent measles case.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.